弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace on my brothers and sisters。
感谢主，今天晚上我们一起再来圣堂里面一起来学习神的道理，敬拜神。
Thank the Lord that we may gather here this evening to learn of His words together。
今天晚上要继续用你做的是什么事做题目跟大家来查考。
This evening I'd like to continue to use the topic why what is it that you have done for mutual encouragement。
我们之前已经分享过几个事件。就是主要都在创世纪里面的。
And before I have already shared with you a few stories recorded in the book of Genesis.
今天晚上我们来想一想另外一件有关于这方面的事情，我们来看马太福音第十二章。
And tonight we'd like to meditate upon another matter. Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太十二章。
Book of Matthew chapter 12.
我们来看第三十八节。
Let's read verse 38.
马太十二章三十八节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 38.
当时有几个文士和法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。”三十九节。
39.
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。事实。
Verse 40.
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。四十一。
41.
当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的就悔改了。看哪、啊、在这里有一人比约拿更大。四十二。
42.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这世代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧话。看哪、啊、在这里有一人比所罗门更大。那这段圣经是这些文士法利赛人要求主耶稣显神迹给他们看的时候，主耶稣所讲的信息。
And this is a message that the Lord had replied the Pharisees and the teachers of the law when they asked the Lord to perform a miracle, a sign to them.
那主耶稣特别跟他们提到一个神迹，就除了这个神迹以外，没有别的神迹，就是约拿的神迹。
And Lord Jesus especially said to them that none will be given except for the sign of the prophet, sign of the prophet Jonah.
那主耶稣特别提到说，在那一个世代是邪恶淫乱的世代。
Lord Jesus also said that was a wicked and sinful generation.
那就一个神迹，就是约拿他三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，主耶稣用这个神迹来比喻，来说明他自己本身也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
And Lord Jesus used the parable or used the miracle that Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, comparing to how he will be in the heart of earth for 3 days and three nights as well.
主耶稣特别提到说，在第四十一节下半句说，看啊，在这里有一个人比约拿更大，当然就指主耶稣他自己。
Latter part of verse 41, Lord Jesus said, "Now one was greater than Jonah," and that was referring to himself.
所以圣经这里主耶稣自己用约拿的故事，他的神迹呢来。预表他自己本身要被钉十字架死亡，然后之后他要复活。
And here, Lord Jesus used a miracle of Jonah to prefigure how himself would be crucified and later resurrect.
所以从主耶稣所引用这一个故事来看呢，这个约拿的故事呢，应该是真实确实发生过的。
So the story of Jonah, which Lord Jesus had referred to, we can see was a true story which had happened.
虽然有很多人他们不相信说约拿的故事怎么有可能。
Even though many are in disbelief when it comes to the story of Jonah.
那可是我们今天晚上来想想约拿这个神迹。
But tonight, let us meditate upon this miracle of Jonah.
约拿他是神的先知。
Jonah was the prophet of God.
那他所处的世代，其实就当时候来说呢，他们的国家也是面临一个很多外患的时代。
Yeah, but we can say during the time or during the generation of Jonah, their kingdom was also facing many crises.
那当世代的选民呢，很多人也是不信的，就是不相信神的能力的。
Yeah, many people during that time also did not believe in the power of God.
那约拿他怎么样回应神的呼召，然后他所做出来的事情让当时候跟他同在船上的人觉得很不可思议。
And how did Jonah respond to the calling of God and what he had done on the boat brought disbelief to many who were there.
然后当同船的人知道约拿所做的事情啊，他们就发出这么一个疑问，说你做的是什么事呢？
When people on the ship found out what he had done, they raised this question, and it is, what is it that you have done?
我们用这个约拿的神迹呢，来想想看，我们今天啊，面对在下个礼拜开始就要举开灵布道会，我们所当做的事。
And studying this, the parable, the miracle of Jonah, we can think to ourselves the things that we can do to prepare for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们先来看约拿书第一章。
Let's first turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 1.
约拿书第一章。
Book of Jonah, chapter 1.
看第一节。
Verse 1.
神的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。好，那这个信息一开始就很简单，是神主动把他的信息，神呼叫约拿，要他说你起来往尼尼微大城去了。
The message was very simple. In the beginning, the word of the Lord came upon Jonah, telling him to go to the great city of Nineveh.
神叫他起来说到尼尼微去，向其中的居民呼喊啊，他说你们的恶已经达到神面前了。
And the Lord told him to get up and preach against it because the wickedness of the city has come upon before the Lord.
约拿他是神的先知，所以呢，其实神给他的任务很简单，就是叫他起来往尼尼微大城去。这个大城是他所知道的，所以神给他的任务是很简单，就是出差去讲话而已啊。
And Jonah was the prophet of God, so the task given here to him by God was a very simple one, simply to go to the city of Nineveh and preach against it.
神要他讲的信息也很简单，跟他们说你们的恶已经达到神面前了。
And his message is very simple, simply by saying the wickedness has already come before the Lord.
所以就是叫约拿去出差，然后去讲神告诉他讲的话，也不用他自己想说要讲什么。
And that is to have Jonah go to the city and to say what the Lord had told him to say.
那结果呢？第三节约拿就说他是起来的，可是他是起来逃往他失去躲避神。
So in verse 3, he did get up, but instead he got up and ran away to the and headed for Tarshish.
他跟他所走的方向跟神要他去的刚好相反。
The direction he headed toward was exact opposite of the direction God wanted him to go.
尼尼微城在当时候迦南地的东边。
And during that time, city of Nineveh was to the east of the land of Canaan.
他要逃往他失去，就是在迦南地的西边。
But he was fleeing toward Tarshish, which was on the west side of Canaan.
他是要经过地中海，经过这个大海到大海的另外一头去。
And he needed to go through the Mediterranean Sea to go to the opposite side.
那他就从他所住的地方，他所住的地方应该在以色列的北边。以色列国当时候以色列国境的北边。
You can say he lived at the northern side of the land of Israel.
列王记下的第十四章在记载，那个当时候约拿应该是住在那个加特福城里的。
And the place of dwelling.
加特多福了哈。
I can say the place of dwelling can be found in 2 Kings chapter 14.
那约拿他从他所住，我们现在不知道他从哪里开始，但是他是跑到约帕去要坐船的，因为他约帕是个海港。
And so we don't know where he started, but we know he ran to Joppa, which was a seaport.
他跑到那边去，所以他已经打定主意要往哪里去，他知道到哪里去搭船啊。
And by being there, he already knew where he was heading and where he needed to take the boat.
到了海港之后，诶，这么巧，又遇到一只船，刚好就是要往他失去的。
And just so happened when he was at the port, he met a ship that was going to Tarshish.
以前要坐船不是说你现在跑到海港去就有船可以搭的。
No, back then it's not that when you head to the port there will be a boat waiting for you.
我们今天如果要到什么地方去，你也可能说只要飞机有飞，你可以直接到机场去，就买机票就走了。
Yeah, well,
每天都可以走。
You know, today is very convenient. If you want to travel somewhere, you simply have to go to the airport. There'll be an airplane waiting for you.
但是在那个时候，如果没有刚好碰到有传奇，你再怎么也去不了啊。
Yeah, but back then, if there was not a coincidence, then you will not be met with a boat.
所以对约拿来说，他这个打算也是蛮顺利的啊。
And so we can say it was quite a smooth sailing for him.
他就给了船架，就上了船，就。他就跟船上的人要一同往他失去躲避神。
So he paid a fare and went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
然后约拿一上船之后，他就跑到最底舱去，在那里睡觉了。
And so once he got off the ship, he went down to the bottom and slept.
那当时候第四节特别说，神使海中起大风浪，海狂风大作。
And verse 4 says, And the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose.
这个风是神引起来的，神特地叫这个风浪刮大风，让这个船几乎要坏掉。
And it was God who sent this great wind and violent storm that almost broke the ship.
那在这种情况下，一般的人呢，水手们他们当然很害怕了，他们都开始求告他们的神，把他们船上的货物都丢到海里面去了，让船轻一点。
So during that time, all the sailors were very afraid, cried out to their gods, and threw the cargoes into the sea.
但是这个时候，全船的人就只有约拿最勇敢。
And but out of the entire ship, the crew only Jonah was the bravest.
因为他不怕死啊。
And because he was not afraid of death.
所以当众人都在哀求他们的神的时候。约拿是在睡觉的。
So in the moment that everyone was crying out to their gods, Jonah was deep asleep.
所以这个时候，这个神的先知变成神沉睡的人。
So at this time, the prophet of God became someone deep asleep.
他在众人在哀求他们的神的时候，约拿他也不想求告神，他也知道了。
And while everyone was calling on their gods, Jonah refused to call out unto God.
其实他在那个风浪起来的时候。圣经看起来他已经很清楚，这个风浪是因他所起，他也知道神生气了。
So when the wind and the sea arose, we can see from the Bible that he knew that it was God who was angry.
因为第十二节里面，他向水手们说：“我知道这个风浪啊，是因为我的缘故了。”
And because in verse 12, he told the sailors that it was for my cause that this great storm had arose.
那约拿他在睡觉，这个船主就叫他。这个船主对约拿不认识，他是觉得你这个人怎么搞的？你怎么是这个沉睡的人？你为什么不起来求告你的神
？And so one sailor came and sought after Jonah and wonder who are you that you have not woken up to call out unto your God.
但是从圣经所记载，我们看到这个船主这样跟约拿讲之后，约拿他也没有说他就真的求告神啊，或者是他觉得哎神生气了，我应该跟神悔改。
But from the Bible we can see even after the captain said this to Jonah, he did not realize or he did not call out to God or repent to God.
等到这些水手船上的人，他们就说：“那我们来撤迁哦，来看看这个灾祸临到我们是因为谁的缘故。”
So until all the sailors said to each other, "Come and let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity."
他们这样一抽呢，就抽出约拿了。
And once they cast a lot, they picked out Jonah.
抽出了这个船主所说的这个沉睡的人。
And they picked out this person who was deep asleep.
所以当约拿站在众人面前的时候，其实约拿他很清楚他现在。问题来了。
And while Jonah was right there, he knew that trouble is here.
面对众人，众人问他说：“第八节，请你告诉我们，这个灾祸临到我们是因谁的缘故
？”And so in verse 8, they asked him, "Tell us who's responsible for making all this trouble for us."
要让约拿自己说了。
And they wanted Jonah to admit it himself.
请你告诉我们，你以何事为业？你从哪里来？你是哪一国的？你属哪一族的
？And tell us what do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? What people are you?
那约拿他就第九节就跟他承认喽，跟这个船上的人介绍他是谁喽。
And so in verse 9, Jonah he introduced himself to them.
所以，哎，你是以何事为业？约拿他应该告诉他们，他就是神的先知。
And so when they asked, "What do you do?" then he replied by saying, "I am the prophet of God."
那这个神呢？这个神是。创造沧海和地之天上的神，第九节所说的。
And verse 9 says, "This God is the God of heaven who made the sea and the land."
所以约拿他跟船上人介绍他所敬拜的神是什么样的神，然后他是这个神的先知。
And here Jonah introduced what kind of God is the God that he worshipped and that he is the prophet of this God.
所以神的先知应该是敬畏神的人。
So the prophet of God should be one who fears the Lord.
因为这个神是造物主，是可敬畏的啊。
Because this God is the God who created heavens and Earth.
然后他们问他说：“你从哪里来
？”And when they ask him, "Where do you come from?"
因为他应该会跟他说：“我是从以色列国的加特多福城来的。
”And he would have told them that I came from Israel.
你是哪一国的
？And from what is your country?
以色列国的国民。
I belong to the kingdom of Israel.
那你是哪一族的
？And from what people are you?
约拿说：“我是希伯来人。
”And Jonah replied, "I am a Hebrew."
所以希伯来人是神。从大河那边所带出来的民族是属神的百姓啊，当时有人都知道的。
And we know the Hebrews are the ones whom God had brought out of the great rivers.
所以约拿呢，他站在众人面前，他现在只能够一五一十的把他所经历的事情，神告诉他要做的事，现在都告诉了船上的人了。
So here for Jonah standing before the people, he could only confess and admit everything to them.
当大家听完他所讲的这个故事之后呢，第十节说，他们就大大的惧怕。
And in verse 10, once they heard what Jonah had said, they were terrified.
他们对他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
So they asked him, "What have you done?"
因为 他们已经知道他躲避神，因为他告诉了他们。
And they knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so.
这些船上的众人听完约拿讲了这个整个来龙去脉之后，他们真的觉得不可思议了。
Yeah, so when after Jonah had told them the whereabout and where he came from, they were in disbelief.
意思说，你怎么敢这样做
？And that is, they asked, why did you dare to do such a thing?
一个他们都还不认识这个创造天地的这个造物主的，只是没有拜真神的人，他们都知道说，如果你是拜这个创造主的创造天地的主啊，你怎么敢这样做这种事啊
？And there were people who did not know this God of this Creator, yet they know to fear this God.
第十一节，他们问他说：“那我们当下你怎么样行，使海浪平静呢
？”And so 11, they asked, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?"
这句话是因为海浪越发翻腾了。
And they said this because the sea was getting rougher and rougher.
那表示说，在这种情况下，当约拿在众人面前承认所发生的事之后呢，这个海浪越来越大，真的是让所以什么越来越害怕了。
So we can see under the circumstance, after Jonah had confessed his mistake, the sea got even rougher.
所以约拿他现在很清楚，这个风浪是因他的缘故，所以他说：“你们把我抬起来。”
So、here,
把我丢在海里面，海就平静。
Jonah knew very well that the sea, the storm arose because of him, so they told him to throw him into the sea.
在这里我们看到说，约拿哈，他其实他很清楚神的心意，但是他一点也没有悔改的意思喽。
But we can see clearly that Jonah knew clearly the will of God, but he did not repent or did not have the heart to repent at all.
在这里我们看到说，这个先知哦，他真的是。很顽固了。
We can see indeed he was a very stubborn prophet.
他临时也不愿在神面前屈服。
Even at the very critical moment, he refused to bow down before God.
所以你看他所讲的话，他一点不会觉得说啊，实在是对不起，我实在应该跟我的神对道歉。
So from the words he said, we can see not a slight chance of repentance.
他也知道那个风浪要怎么平息。
He also knew the way to calm the storm.
但是当我们看到这句话的时候，我们会觉得很奇怪。
But when we see this, we may feel very weird.
你们将我抬起来抛在海里面，海就平静了。
Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and the sea will be calm.
为什么自己不跳下去
？And why did Jonah just not just jump into the sea himself?
他知道只要他在船上哦，他在船上这个风浪就是不会平息。
He knew very well as long as he stayed on the boat, the storm will not be calmed.
所以他说：“你把我丢下去，就风浪就好了。”
So he said to them, "Pick me up, throw me in, and the sea will be calmed."
约拿现在要别人把他抬下去、抛下去，他是让这个水手们很为难的。
So at this moment, he was bringing trouble to the sailors by asking them to pick him up and.
为什么约拿要这样子要求
？But why did Jonah request in such a way?
大家有没有想过约拿他的动机在哪里
？So have you ever thought about the motive of Jonah?
约拿他是神的先知，他很清楚神的律法。
He was the prophet of God. He was very familiar with the laws of God.
你如果跳下去，就是自杀。
If you jump in, you are committing suicide.
神的律法里面说不可以杀人。
However, in the laws of God says you shall not murder.
他知道他跳下去这个动作就是自杀。
He knew very well if he jumped into the sea, that is an act of suicide.
但是这些船上的人把他抬起来抛下去。是执行神的审判，他知道这件事情是神不喜悦的事了。
But to have the sailors pick him up and throw him in, that would be them exercising a judgment of God.
所以我们就看到说，其实约拿自己本身知道这个是一个罪，他是神生气的，这件事情神真的很生气。
So we can see very well, Jonah knew himself that this was a sin. He had committed a sin, and God was angry.
这个违背神的这个罪一定要被审判的。
And the sin of disobedience must be judged.
那当约拿这样讲的时候，你看。接下来圣经记载说第十三节这些船上的水手们他们是竭力荡桨要把船拢岸却是不能因为海浪越发向他们翻腾。
And 13, we can see after Jonah said this, instead the men did their best to row back to the land, but they could not.
这些众人真的是很敬畏神的人。
So we can see these men indeed fear the Lord.
他们其实对这个神的认识只是因着约拿跟他们介绍而已，很简单的一个介绍。他说这个神就是创造沧海和地的神。
Even though they only had a very brief understanding of the Lord through Jonah, that this God created heavens and earth.
他们不敢把约拿丢下，他们知道丢下去，他肯定死了。
But they dare not to throw Jonah into the sea because they knew that Jonah would surely die.
对他们来说，如果把约拿丢进去呢，他们做了一件事情。第十四节他们说是流无辜血的罪。
And for they knew that if they had thrown Jonah into the sea, they would let the innocent die.
他们认为把约拿丢进去哈，这个叫做流，因为明明知道丢下去会死哦，就等于把他就好像说，你就知道 明明就是会死，你碰下去就是死了，他是觉得不应该的。
And they knew that it was wrong to throw Jonah into the sea because he would surely die.
所以，其实约拿自己跟他们讲啊，他是那个罪人啊，他是海浪是因他起的。
Even after Jonah told them that he was a sinner, the storm was caused by him.
当时候这些水手们都还不敢说把约拿丢进去。
At that time, the sailors still dared not dare to throw him into the sea.
如果我们弟兄姐妹，我们是当时候坐在船上的人。
But what about brothers and sisters? If you were the sailors,
我们如果听到约拿这样讲，我们会不会说好，那就赶快丢下去吧
？If you were there, you hear Jonah say this, will you take an action and throw him into the sea?
为了让我们自己可以得到平安呢、啊，赶快把他丢下去。
And to throw him quickly into the sea so we may gain peace.
肯定有人会这样想的。
I'm pretty sure that one of some of us will think that likewise.
但是这里面这些水手们，他们却说他们不愿意，他们一直要努力的想要把这个船拢岸。
But here I can see the sailors did not do this, and they tried their best to roll the ship back to the land.
那可是没有办法，因为海浪越发向他们翻腾，他们觉得。这个、海浪比之前更大。
But they were not unable to because the sea grew even wilder than before.
那在这种情况下，他们发现这个如果是神的旨意啊，那这个没有办法违背的。
So under the circumstances, they realized that if this was the will of God, then they cannot go against it.
我们先看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
他们便求告神说：“主啊，我们恳求你，不要因这人的性命使我们死亡，不要使流无辜血的罪归于我们，因为你神是随自己意旨行事。”
Verse 14, and then they cried out to the Lord, O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life, and not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased.
因为约拿他所讲的这个解决方法是从神的先知所说出来的。
And because the resolution of resolving this crisis was spoken by the prophet himself.
把约拿拿起来丢下去海里面，这是约拿他说的咯。
It was Jonah who said to pick him up and throw him into the sea.
所以对那时候，当时候船上的水手们，他们马上可以知道说，哎，这个是神的先知哦，他是讲的话哦，应该是有功效的。
So for the sailors right then, they knew that this was a prophet of God, and his words are effective.
那既然把他抬起来丢下去，这个就是神的旨意的话，那就这样做咯。
If picking him up and throwing him into the sea is the will of God, then we shall do likewise.
他们这个时候。特别注意他们对神所做的介绍，他说：“因为你神是随自己的意志行事的。”
And so here we can pay attention to what they had said. They said, "O Lord, you have done as you pleased."
就也就是说，没有任何一个人能够违背神你的旨意了。
And that is God. No one can go against your will.
所以你如果觉得说一定要这样做，那我们只能够顺服照你的方法这样做了。
If you think that this is the only way to go, then we will obey your will.
但是他们当时候是求神原谅，说因为我们知道把他丢下去，这个人，这个希伯来人肯定死的。
But they still asked for God's forgiveness, for they knew surely that this Hebrew would die.
那所以这个时候呢，神就是要这些船上的人真的执行神的这个审判，让约拿被丢进海里面去。
It was at that very moment when God wanted these sailors to obey His judgment to throw Jonah into the sea.
哎，结果呢，第十五节说，他们就把约拿抬起来，就抛在海里面，海的狂浪就平息了。
So 15, we see, then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm.
这个是马上发生的事啊。
And this happened immediately.
那个风不是说慢慢的越来越小而已啊。
And we cannot see that the wind gradually became calm.
当约拿被抛进去的时候，海浪马上平息，狂浪马上平息。
So right when Jonah was thrown overboard, then the rage stopped.
这一个神迹让这船上的水手们他们了解一个事实。
And so this miracle allowed the sailors to understand this fact.
神的意志真的是不能够违背。
And that the will of God truly cannot be go against.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
这个违背神的罪人哦，如果没有除掉，他们就得不到平安。
And if you do not get rid of the sinner who had gone against the will of God, then they will never gain this peace.
所以在当时候，这些水手们他们马上可以感觉到，神真的因着约拿的缘故大大发怒。
So at that time, the sailors truly understand that.
就是神因着约拿的违背的神的话。很生气的。
And God was truly angered due to the disobedience of Jonah.
这个罪人一被丢下去哈，这个神就不生气了，海浪就平息了。
Because once the sinner was thrown overboard, then God's anger was ceased and the sea was calmed.
所以我们现在知道说，从这个约拿这一件神迹到目前为止，我们看到那个明知故犯的罪有多严重。
And so from the miracle and the story of Jonah, and so far we can see how great of a sin it is to. to commit sin when you know the laws of God.
希伯来书第十章特别讲说那个明知故犯的罪是没办法赦免的。
In Hebrews chapter 10 tells us this kind of sins cannot be forgiven.
那当然他们这个时候哈，这个船上的人他们现在把约拿丢下去以后，海浪就平息。对他们来说呢，他们想说这个约拿下去肯定死，在汪洋大海中你 丢到海里面去怎么可能活呢？
So at the time after they had thrown Jonah overboard and the sea had calmed, they surely thought that Jonah had perished.
但是神不喜欢罪人是事实啊。
It is true that God is displeased or does not like sinners.
所以第十六节
Therefore in 16,
那些人便大大的敬畏神，向神献祭并且许愿。
At this the men greatly fear the Lord and they offer sacrifice to the Lord.
这些人他们看到神的作为真的 心里面真的对神更加认识。
And these men had a further understanding of the Lord when they saw this work of God.
他们向神献祭应该是可以容易了解，因为他们现在得平安了，他们要感谢神。
It is understandable that they offer sacrifice to the Lord because they now have gained peace.
但是后面他说他们向神许愿是许什么愿？
But further it says they made vows to God, and what vows did they make?
如果我们弟兄姐妹你是在船上里面的人呢？
And brother, sister, today if you are one of them on the ship,
如果刚好约拿住在你的船上了，现在你看到这件事情，你如果是跟神许愿，你会许什么愿呢？
And you were there with Jonah with an incident, then if you were there, what kind of vow will you make to God?
可能每个人许的愿可能都不一样，因为许愿就是你在心里面自己想啊。
And perhaps the vows would be very different for one of us.
但是我在想呢，当时这些船上的水手们，他们一定会想说，如果今天我是神的先知的话，哇，最好不要像他一样违背神的话，故意躲避神，绝对没有好下场。
But I would think that sailors would think to themselves that if I were the prophet of God, I would never become like Jonah, or else I would have a very tragic consequence.
所以呢，现在神的旨意不能够违背。
And therefore now you cannot disobey the will of God.
不要像他一样违背神的话语，然后试着要躲避神的差遣。
And do not be like him to disobey and run away from the will and sending of God.
第十七节说，神安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
And verse 17 said, but the Lord provided a great fish and swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish for three days.
这是神的奇妙作为了。
And that was a miraculous work of God.
这件事情，因为这件事情发生在地中海。
It was because this incident or the story took place in the Mediterranean Sea.
当时候有很多的，我想当时候人他们可能不会想这么多，但是现在我们知识比较发达以后啊，我们人就会开始想，在那个海里面，地中海里面有哪些大鱼啊？
Yeah, so because during that time, information was not as advanced, but today when technology is so advanced, we will start to think to ourselves what kind of great fish lies under that sea.
什么大鱼会把约拿吞下去，然后呢，让约拿在肚子里面，那个肚子大到他在里面都不会被消化，然后不会死啊。
And what kind of great fish could have possibly swallowed Jonah into his belly for 3 days and three nights without Jonah dying?
现在很多的科学他们在研究说，哇，地中海应该没有鲸鱼啊，没有像我们现在布东那个鲸鱼那么大蓝鲸啊，那个很大鱼啊。
So many of the scientists today are studying and they believe that there are no whales in the Mediterranean Sea.
所以有些人就说啦，这个故事是假的啦，不可能的啦。
And that is also a reason why many think the story is fake.
因为那个地中海很浅，没有不够深到让有那么大的鱼会在那边出没活动。
Because the sea or the sea level in Mediterranean is very shallow, so it is not deep enough for such a large fish to even live in that sea.
这是不信神人所讲的。
And these are the words spoken by those who do not believe in God.
那其实他们也没有把圣经看清楚。
But the fact is, they never study the Bible thoroughly enough.
因为十七节特别说是神安排一条大鱼来的。
And because 17 says especially that the Lord provided a great fish.
所以这条鱼可能不是本来在地中海那里活动啊。
So we can think that this fish were never used to live in that Mediterranean Sea.
它可能在很远的地方，但是神就是叫它来了。
And this fish might have lived in a very far away place, but God arranged for him to be there.
所以在神没有难成的事情，我们对神的神迹绝对不能用我们的理智去判断说可不可能。
And so we should never use our logic or reasoning to judge the miracles of God.
约拿他自己本身不怕死啊。
And for Jonah himself, he was not afraid of death.
但是神就是不让他死。
But we know God did not allow him to die.
神要他做的工作他没有做完， 怎么可能死得掉？
And how would God let him die without accomplishing what he had entrusted him to do?
所以就船上的人来说，他们想的话，因为他丢进去，因为他肯定死了。
And so the sailors, when they thought that Jonah would surely die when they threw him overboard.
但事实上，因为他没有死。
But the fact is, Jonah did not die.
因为他被大鱼吞进去了。
And Jonah was swallowed by a great fish.
因为他是跟众人一起搭货船离开约帕港的。
And we know Jonah sailed, set a sail on this cargo ship, with the sailors.
不知道他走多久，但是到这个时候，一定到大海当中。
We don't know how long he traveled, but at this moment, he was in the middle of the sea.
他现在被丢到海里面去了。
Now he had been thrown into the sea.
神派了一只特制的潜水艇把他载回来，专船载回来。
And we know God has sent this very special fish or submarine to take him back.
因为他是坐在大鱼的肚子里面呢。
Because here we can see Jonah was sitting inside the belly of the fish.
全世界有历史以来，也就只有约拿这么一个人曾经坐在大鱼的肚子里面的潜水艇坐回来的。
In the entirety of the history of mankind, Jonah was the only person who had ever ridden a journey back in the belly of a fish.
神特地派这条鱼要把他送回来。
God specially arranged fish to send him back.
要让他来完成他的工作。
So that he could accomplish his work.
那所以呢，现在圣经记载呢，第三章的第一节。
So in chapter 3 verse 1 here records.
第二章的第十节
了。Chapter 2 verse 10.
神就吩咐鱼呢，把鱼就把约拿吐在旱地上了。
And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land.
把他送回来。
And he had sent him back.
那送回来之后，约拿就这次他就乖乖的听神的话，到尼尼微城去传警告喽。
And after he was sent back, he listened to the will of God and went to Nineveh to preach the warnings.
那我们现在想想看。约拿他所做的事是让这些船上的水手觉得说，诶，你怎么敢，你为什么敢这样做？
So let us think about what Jonah had done caused the sailors on the ship to ask him, why did you dare to do this or why did you do this?
圣经一开始就说约拿他躲避神。
In the beginning, the Bible tells us that Jonah fled away from God.
约拿他是神的先知，他为什么要躲避神？
He was a prophet of God, and why did he flee away from God?
可能有很多原因呢。
There may be many possible reasons.
但是其中一个原因可能就是约拿觉得这些尼尼微城是这些人是他们的敌人，为什么要去救他们
？But one of the reasons we can think of is that Jonah might have thought that the people of Nineveh were their enemies. Why did he have to go to save them?
他都恨不得亚述国被毁灭了，他现在怎么愿意再去把这个警告传给他们，让他们悔改呢？
And since he had wished that the kingdom of Syria would be demolished, so how would he go to preach the warnings now?
所以他可能有他自己的主观的偏见，对这个敌人他不愿意传警告。
So we can say that he had this bias. He was he refused to preach to his enemies.
但是其实约拿主要的原因是他不顺服神。
But we know the main reason is that he disobeyed and went against God's will.
他可能对就当时来说，他还不够明白说这个创造沧海汉地神的意志是不能违背的。
But we can say at that time he did not have a clear understanding that no one, including him, can go against the will of the creator of the earth.
这个神是随自己意志行事的神。Yeah. 这句话是那个水手告诉他的。
And the sailor actually told him that this is a God who does according to what he pleases.
因为当约拿被抬起来的时候，这些水手们他们是先跟神祷告啊。
And because the moment that Jonah was picked up, they first said a prayer to God.
所以这些水手们祷告，约拿都听见的。
And so Jonah surely have heard their prayers.
所以这个神他所接受差遣的，告诉他的这个神是随自己意志行事。
So the God who
无人可以违背。
So the God who has sent him is a God who does as he pleases.
所以现在他从这个水手们了解到，诶，其实神的旨意是要顺服，他当初是不够顺服神的。
Through the sailors, he had this clear understanding that he needed to obey God.
那当然，约拿躲避神，后来在第四章里面呢，他自己讲了一个理由。
And from fleeing away from God, he gave an excuse himself in chapter 4.
第四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
因为神后来看着尼尼微城的人他们悔改离开所行的恶之后，神就后悔不降所说的灾给他们了。
In the end, when the people in the city of Nineveh repented, God regretted and did not send down this calamity upon them.
四章一节，约拿就大大的发怒。
In chapter 4 verse 1, Jonah was greatly displeased.
他就跟神祷告，他就在怒中跟神祷告。
And he prayed to God in anger.
他说，主啊，第二节，我在本国的时候岂不是这样的说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以 我急速逃往他室去。
So he prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate, God, slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
他说他早就知道神是啊说说而已，他不会真的把这个尼尼微城的人毁灭了。
And here he said he long knew that God would forgive the people of Nineveh.
神有丰盛的慈爱，不轻易发怒的。
And God is a compassionate God, slow to anger.
当然。因为他自己这句话、啊、是道果为因的讲法，道果为因就是他把结果来用这个结果来合理化他自己的错误。
But we can say, Jonah reasoned his own excuse.
他用神的慈爱让自己逃避神的这个不好的行为合理化。
And he used the compassionate and grace of God as an to serve as an excuse for his mistake.
因为他没有想到说这些人悔改是因为他先去传了警告之后人家才悔改的啊。
He did not think that these people repented after he had preached the warnings.
神要差遣谁跟谁要神要怜悯谁，这是两件事。
And we know it is two separate things for who God will send and who God will have mercy upon.
神对尼尼微城的怜悯跟慈爱是神的主权，绝对主权。
And it was the sole power and sovereignty of God to forgive, have mercy upon the city of Nineveh.
因为他是施恩典的神，他觉得，哎，你这些人悔改，我原谅你们了。
Because he's a God of grace, so he had the power to forgive those who repented before him.
但是神当作一个主，他是约拿的神呢、啊，他有主动权去告诉他你要做什么。当然，你做什么事
？But God, as the Lord, as the God of Jonah, He had the sole power to command Jonah as to where he must go.
这两件事情应该是要分开看的。
And these are two very separate things.
啊，其实约拿他自己想想，他没有他的警告，他们怎么会知道神生气
？But if Jonah had thought to himself without his warnings, how could the people of Nineveh know of God's anger?
他把他所做的工作产生的效果就把他抹杀了。
And so he had denied the fruit of his labor.
所以今天一个罪人要悔改，一定要有人去传讲神的信息。
So today, in order for a sinful man to repent, a person must first preach the warnings of God.
我们现在来看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Book of Romans chapter 10.
第十章，我们现在请看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
十章十三节
10, verse 13,
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。十四节
14,
然而人未曾信他怎么能求他呢？未曾听见他怎么能信他呢？没有传道的怎么能听见呢？十四节
verse 14, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in, and how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard, and how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
我们看跳过去看第十七节
verse 17,
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
所以现在一个人要懂得求告神，会懂得悔改，一定是要有人去传了、
啊。And today, in order for a person to know how to call on the Lord and to repent, someone must first preach to them.
那要去传，一定是传讲神的话。
And to preach, they must preach the word of Christ.
所以其实神当时候要约拿去做的工作。是很简单很单纯的一件事而已。
And in fact, during that time, God had entrusted a very simple task to Jonah.
就是你们的恶已经达到神面前了。
And that is, their wickedness has already come before God.
可是约拿他把这件事情看得很困难。
Rather, Jonah has saw this as a very difficult, challenging task.
他就躲避神的这个呼召差遣了。
And therefore, he ran and fled away from the calling of God.
他就遭遇了这么多的事件在他身上。
And so he had gone through a series of events.
那他所做的事，其实今天给我们一个很大的警告。
And in fact, what he had done served as a great warning to us today.
你看，今天神要我们去做的事情，其实也是很简单的。
And today we can see that what the Lord wants us to do is also very simple.
主耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们现在往普天下去传福音给万民听。”
The Lord said to the apostles, "Go and preach to the end of the earth."
他说：“信而受洗的就必然得救。”
And those who believe and be baptized shall be saved.
但是如果不信的，就被定罪了。
And those who do not believe will be condemned.
那所以现在得救跟定罪都是从神来的。
And therefore, salvation and condemnation both come from God.
那这个被差遣去的人只是讲神的信息而已。
As a person who was sent, he merely preaches the message of God.
所以我们今天，你看我们要面对。年布道会我们要准备 要怎么样带领我们所认识的朋友来参加聚会。
So today when we're welcoming the coming of the spiritual convocation and facing how we will bring our friends to join the evangelical service.
这件事情是神给我们的吩咐，我们要去做的神的意思。
And this is a task and a command that God has entrusted us to carry out.
那我们就是去传就好。
Now we have to do is go out and preach.
那至于 这些人他们会不会感动，他们会不会因着神的慈爱啊，他们会改变过来，这个是神的工作。
So whether or not the people will be moved or will transform, that is up to God.
我们不用先去想说，哎，他这个人不知道是不是神的拣选。
And we don't have to think to ourselves whether or not they're the one whom God had chosen.
如果他不是神拣选的，我传也没用。
And if they're not chosen by God, then it is useless for us to preach to them anyways.
啊，如果是神拣选的，我不去传，他也会来信。
And if they're not, they are the one chosen by God, even if I don't preach to them, they will come themselves.
从神的主权来讲是对的。
And from the sovereignty of God, that is true.
但是从我们每一个人所领受的神的差遣是错的。
But from the entrustment commission that we have, each one of us have received, and that is the wrong approach.
因为我们怎么会知道神不是借着我们这个话语去让这些人悔改呢
？And today, so how do we know that it is not through us that God will bring that person to salvation?
所以我们现在从约拿所做出来的事情，以及这些水手对他的质疑，我们一定要得到一个教训。
Yeah, so from today, from what Jonah had done, and from what the questions the sailor had for him, we need to have this realization.
我们要知道我们是谁了。
And we must know who we are.
约拿说，人家问他说，你是以何事为业的
？And so when people ask Jonah, what do you do?
那约拿当然是他是神的先知，他传讲神的信息的人。
Of course, Jonah said he was a prophet of God. He was one who preaches the messages of God.
今天我们弟兄姐妹在主耶稣基督里面，我们都成为神的代表。
And today, for all of us, we have become the messengers or representation of God.
圣经说我们是神的使者，耶稣基督的使者。
The Bible also says we are the messenger of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在身上要彰显出主耶稣基督的形象。
It is through us that we shall manifest the image of Christ.
让人看到了我们，就看到主耶稣在地上他所讲的信息一样。
And so that when they see us, they will see the message that the Lord had manifested while he was on earth.
所以我们弟兄姐妹以何事为业呢
？And so for all the brothers and sisters, what is it that you do?
我们应该像主耶稣所说，我们是要往外去传福音，我们同时也要去照顾。爱我们弟兄姐妹。
And just like what the Lord Jesus had taught us, we need to go out and preach and to take care of one another.
所以我们也是以传福音为我们的志向。
And so we should make evangelism as our as what we do.
所以罗马书第十五章二十节，保罗他说他立一个志向，就是要到福音没有被传过的地方去传福音呢。
And so in Romans chapter 15 verse 20, Paul has set this his mind on this matter.
他真的就是到处要去把这个福音传给那些没有听过的。
And his ambition was to preach a gospel to where Christ was not known.
那人家随手问约拿说你是哪一国的
？And so when the sailors asked Jonah, of what country are you from?
那我们是哪一国？我们要自己知道我们是哪一国的人呢、
啊、？For ourselves, we need to know, what country we belong to.
我们是从天上属灵国度来的，我们是天国的国民。
And we belong to the heavenly kingdom.
我们受洗之后，我们其实已经跟主耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
And in fact, after we're baptized, we're seated in heaven along with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以要了解我们的身份。
So first, we need to know our status.
看这一节以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们看第五节哈，从第五节开始。
Let's read verse 5.
二章五节说，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。第六节，他叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。所以我们现在其实跟主耶稣基督坐在天上的。
So right now we are sitting in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们是天上的国民，现在暂时住在地上。
Rather, we are the citizens of heaven living on earth at this moment.
是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
And we are the chosen and beloved people of God.
这是我们真正的身份呢。
And that is our true status.
那别人他们。随手要问约拿说：“你是哪一族的啦
？”And the sailors also asked him, "What people are you?"
约拿说：“我是希伯来人。
Jonah replied, I am a Hebrew.
我是被神带出来的。
I'm the one who was brought out by God.
离开那个大河，就是离开那个罪恶拜偶像的地方的人。
And to leave from the great rivers, from the place where they worship idols.
所以今天我们是哪一族的？
And so today, what people are we?
我们不是说我们今天是中国人。
And today, we don't proclaim that we are Chinese.
不是韩国人，不是美国人。
Or Korean or Americans.
我们今天是哪一族的？
And today, what people are you?
我们今天是被神拣选的那一族。
And today, you are the nation who have been chosen by God.
是圣经所说的独居的民，不列在万民当中的。
And that you are the solid and chosen people, not listed in the nations.
所以我们真耶稣教会的里面的我们每一个信徒都是同一族的。
So for every member in the True Jesus Church, we belong to the same people.
我们绝对不会分你是哪一个族，哪一个种族。
We will never separate as to which race or which people you belong to.
因为我们都同为一国的神国的子民。
And because we have all become the one people of God.
我们要不一样的是跟外邦没有信主的人不一样。
And what is different? When we have to set our differences, we have to set it with people, with the Gentiles.
在我们主耶稣基督里面，每一不同的族道里面都变同一族了。
But when you come into the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter which nation you come from, we all become one people.
在神的教会里面不分种族。
In the true church of God, we do not separate races.
所以今天神他差遣约拿所做的反应啊。
And therefore today, when God has sent for Jonah and Jonah's responses,
要给我们一个很深刻的反省。
And there to set of, there for us to examine ourselves.
我们今天是不是也会想要逃避、躲避神的差遣？
And today, are there times when we too want to flee away from God's calling?
我们是否会愿意顺服神的旨意？
And are you willing to submit and obey God's will?
神他要属他的人完全听从他的话。
It is the wish of God for those who belong to Him to submit and listen to Him.
那神所要差遣的人呢，一定跑不掉。
And for those whom God will send, will sure can never flee away from Him.
当然，每一个人都不完全，不完美了。
And we know none of us are perfect.
但是你看，神对约拿其实是非常爱他的。
But when you look at Jonah, God indeed was very merciful toward him.
今天要到尼尼微城去传这个警告。约拿不是唯一的人。
And today Jonah was not the only person who could have gone to preach his warning.
神大可以再兴起很多其他的先知去约拿去尼尼微城传警告的。
We know God could have raised many different other prophets to preach his warning.
但是神哦，他就对约拿不放弃。
And but it was God who was not willing to give up on Jonah.
他既然呼召了约拿
，since he had called Jonah，
他就要训练他的先知。变成一个能够了解神心意的人。
He wanted to train Jonah so he could become a prophet who understood the will of God.
所以呢，你看神就这么大老远的就把约拿从海里面把他带回来。
So you can see, God used this way to bring Jonah back from such a long distance.
他就不派别人，他说一定要约拿自己去。
And he was not willing to send anyone else but Jonah.
其实你看，在约拿书里面，神很多神的使者在这个。这本书里面出现的。
Yeah, but within the book of Jonah, we can see indeed many messengers of God appear.
海上的大风。
That there were great winds.
海里的大鱼。
And the great fish in the sea.
你看路上的东风。
And also the east wind on the land.
这个在尼尼微城东边所长出的那个蓖麻树。
And that plant that sprouted from the city of Nineveh.
来把那个蓖麻树一口咬死了那条虫子。
And that worm that came and killed this vine.
都是神的使者。
And all of these things were the messengers of God.
神都没有用这些任何其他方法去让尼尼微城人悔改。
And but God did not use any other way to allow the people of Nineveh to repent to him.
神就是要他的先知去把他的任务完成。
And God only wanted his prophet to accomplish his task.
要让约拿先知他明白神的爱。
So Jonah could understand the love of God.
神的爱不是只有给单一的民族。
And that the love of God was not only shown to one nation.
所以其实在约拿那个时代，神已经隐藏了他的福音是要传给万民的这个神的计划的。
And so even during the time of Jonah, we can see this hidden truth that the message and the gospel of God is to be for all nations.
神的爱是极为宽广，是扩及万民的。
And that the love of God is very broad.
神的恩典要给谁？
Whoever the gospel and the mercy of God shall fall on.
给那些愿意听从神的话而悔改的人。
And they will be given to those who are willing to repent and to listen to the words of God.
所以即使尼尼微城人他那么恶，但是他们都可以悔改。
Even so, for the people of Nineveh were once so wicked, they were able to repent to him.
所以神的心意在哪里呢？
And so for this, we can see where does the mind and heart of God dwell.
在约拿书的第三章。
In Book of Jonah, chapter 3.
约拿书第三章。
Book of Jonah, chapter 3.
我们请看第十节。
3 verse 10.
于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不说 不把所说的灾降给他们。
And verse 10, when God saw that they didn't saw what they did and how they turned away from their evils, He had compassion, did not bring upon them the destruction He had threatened.
这句话其实跟彼得后书第三章彼得所提出来的神的爱是一样的。
And this is very similar to what Peter has said about the love of God in 2 Peter chapter 3.
神他愿意人人都悔改，不愿意不愿意有一个人沉沦。
And it is the will of God for all men to be saved and not one to be condemned.
这是神的心呢。
And that is the heart and mind of God.
那我们今天领受神的话语的人呢，我们一定要去明白神的这个心意，然后愿意顺服神的旨意去做。
And for today, for those of us who have already received the will of God, we need to understand His will.
所以越到这个末世呢，我们每一个弟兄姐妹成为主的门徒，一定要。更加警醒。
So as we draw closer to the end days, for all of us who are apostles of God, we need to be ever more watchful.
要警醒祷告，才不会入了迷惑。
And to be watchful and pray, lest we fall into temptation.
不然，你看这个约拿，神的先知啊。
Even we can see, as for Jonah, the prophet of God.
结果他所做出来的事情，竟然是不荣耀神的事。
And at the end, what he had done was not glorifying to God.
让众人质疑说，哎。你这个人怎么敢这样？你为什么敢做这种事啊
？And so that even men questioned him as to how you dare to do such a thing.
所以，我们今天在灵会前夕，我们一定要想想，我今天所做的事是什么样的事。
Therefore, today before the coming of the spiritual convocation, we must ask ourselves, what is it that we have done?
让我们每一件事情都是为福音的缘故做的。
So that we have done are for the sake of the gospel.
最后来看哥林多前书第九章。
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
看第二十三节。
Verse 23.
九章二十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 23.
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，我要与人同得这福音的好处。
I do all this for the sake of the gospel that I may share in its blessings.
愿主耶稣基督帮助我们，让我们每一个人所做的事都是蒙神喜悦的。
May the Lord help us all we do may be pleasing to Him.
都是为了福音的缘故来齐心努力。
It'll be for the sake of the gospel.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing Him together.
508首。
508.